NHL insider, Elliot Friedman. Friege, good morning. Yeah.
I like the conspiracy music.
You want some?
Yeah. Sure.
All right.
We were saying, doesn't it sound like World War II documentaries, Elliot? The Allies move on the Western Front against the Germans.
The beginning of Saving Private Ryan.
No, yeah, yeah. Someone else said that too. Yeah. It sounded like Saving Private Ryan. So listen. Appreciate you doing this. We'll get to the Leaf loss. Maybe who knows? And Connor McDavid's how special he was.
A lot of those coming up.
Yeah. So soak it in. But I had a conversation. I want to play the Stamkos game with you.
Okay.
Had a conversation. Now listen. You're on the Stamkos tip more often than not. You broke the news about the contract offer and the dollars. You broke. You know. You got credit even from backhanded credit from Steven Stamkos himself saying, yeah, that guy's good. I don't know how they find that stuff out. And I wanted to run something by you.
Okay.
So, I've been told this, that the Toronto Maple Leafs are going to attempt to get the rights to Steven Stamkos between now and July 1.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it has something to do with the CBA, and maybe you can shed some more light on that. And the dollar figure is in the neighborhood to get this done will be 8 years, $11 to $12 million for a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Does any of that make any sense to you? Does that sound like it might be a distinct, because this isn't something that happens in the NHL really ever.
Well, in the last CBA, the one that they just signed, there is it can happen. And what you're talking about is that a team that wants to sign a free agent trading for his rights just before he becomes available, because that way they can sign them to an 8-year contract instead of a 7-year contract. In the new deal that the players of the league signed, a team that wants to re-sign its own free agent can offer them an extra year's salary as an incentive to keeping your own guys. So I see what you're talking about here. The NBA has done sign and trades for years like this. For example, when the Raptors lost Tracy McGrady to the Orlando Magic, they did it that way. But the NHL, it hasn't happened yet. This would be the first case, but this is the kind of case that could certainly do that. So I know totally what you're talking about, and it is allowed by the CBA.
So if those things make sense logistically, that if you get his rights, you get him for 8 instead of 7, and is the dollar amount, does that sound, because I'm trying to suss this whole thing out, and you of all people would know, does the dollar amount sound about right, $11 to $12 million?
Well, that's what we've always assumed that Stamkos would go for on the open market, that he would look for a big number like that. It's pretty clear that Tampa is not willing to go to that high a level. They want him to take less to stay. They don't want to do that. But on the free agent market, there is the possibility that the number would get that high. At times, it's been disputed as to whether or not the Maple Leafs would want to pay that number. But assuming your source is right, Dean, and I know you trust this person, I assume, then that's the kind of number we'd be looking at, yes.
So, all things considered, are there other teams that you would expect to be in the mix, or is this really just the Toronto Maple Leafs game to play and win, and they have all the pieces, they have the money, and it would explain sort of the clearing of the deck, if you will, with the Phaneuf trade and a bunch of other stuff that's going on?
Yeah, I do think that the Maple Leafs as an organization, I mean, it makes a lot of sense what they're doing. They are trying to clear the decks because they don't like their current mix and they'd like to make changes. I mean, the one thing everybody forgets in this Phaneuf deal is that they actually added money this year and next before it comes off their cap when, Greening's contract is up, when McCulloch's contract is up, when Cowan's contract is up. But they still have a lot of flexibility to do things. I totally understand this from a Toronto standpoint. I see what they're going to do. Are there going to be other teams? I look at Vancouver with $16 million coming across the cap, with empty seats at all their games. Don't forget that, if this comes to this, one of Don Meehan's closest clients was Trevor Linden. I mean, there's a lot of You know, there's a lot of circumstantial evidence there, Dean. But, you know, does Steven Stamkos want to go to Vancouver? I mean, that's the question. And you always wonder, does somebody else, you know, based on how their regular season ends, based on how their playoffs go, decide that, you know, we want Steven Stamkos and we're going to clear the decks to get him too. Now, all that comes down to, at the end of the day, it's Steven Stamkos' choice. And if he wants to go to Toronto and Toronto's willing to make it happen, then that's where he's going to go. But in free agency, it all comes down to the will of the player and the willingness of certain teams to do things. And if this is his choice, then this is where he's going to come.
Elliot, why would the Lightning then give Stamkos kind of a favor in trading his rights? Is it a simple fact that they want to get at least something for him at the end if they don't re-sign him? Because couldn't they use that kind of, we're not going to give you that eighth year with the Maple Leafs just to ship your rights to them?
It's possible. You know, I mean, George, you know, Steve Yzerman could say, you know, forget all this, just walk. Yes, they could do that. I remember when the Raptors did it with McGrady. That was one of the things we asked Len Grunwald. Why help Tracy McGrady out? And he never really answered the question, and I just assumed it was like, kind of like, all right, well, someday we might need to deal with the agents again, and we just said, okay, we're going to do it, just so that if we ever have to get another one of their players here, we have some peace. That seemed to be his kind of attitude about it. Or, you know, maybe you get a pick or a player that you want or something like that. All of that could be the case. But, you know, I guess if the Lightning, if this was all to happen, George, and the Lightning were like, forget it, they could let him walk without getting anything for him. Yeah, no question.
Yeah, but that seems to, you know, it's what do they say, baby out with the bathwater? It seems to not make a whole lot of sense for Steve Yzerman and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Like, Steve Stamkos, as I understand it, contractually speaking, has Steve Yzerman and the Lightning over a barrel. You know, if he's got a full no trade and he doesn't have to do anything if he doesn't want to. So
right.
In keeping with what we understand his contract to be and what is in his contract, and in keeping with, you know, the good relationships Lou Lamoriello seems to have with people, it would probably, I would assume, and this is coming from my source as well, make a whole lot of sense for Steven Yzerman to say, hey, listen, we got to get something for him. Let's try and get this done. If that's where he wants to be, I get it. It pisses me off, but whatever. Let's try and put something together. We can get something in return.
Yes, that could definitely happen. But the only thing, Dean, is, like, for example, if the relationship is so bad at the end between the Lightning and the player, and I don't know that it is, but I get a sense that the two sides are really wary of each other, you never know what could happen. Yzerman could just say, forget it. But, you know, we've got a few months before that happens. I think that the interesting thing is, you know, yesterday Stamkos was asked about his no trade clause, and he gave a really interesting answer, just in the sense that he kind of walked around it. Like, this whole situation, he's kind of said, look, guys, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, I want to stay at Tampa Bay Lightning, and I'm trying to work it out, and we'll see what goes on down the road. But last night, he kind of gave a strange answer that certainly created the impression that he could get traded at the deadline. And that has thrown a new wrinkle into all of this, guys. Like, I'm looking at these quotes, and I'm thinking, what exactly is Stamkos talking about here? And now we're all going to be chasing him to try to find out what it means. So I think now we're kind of looking at this and saying, is there something coming later this month, even before we get to that point at the draft or right before free agency? Yeah. So we've got a new hurdle in this. We're all trying to figure out what it means. But, like, I will tell you, in the NBA, there have been situations before where teams just say, you know what, you're killing us here and we're not helping you. But it's rare. It happens more the other way than not.
Elliot, what would the Leafs have to give up to get his rights?
Depends on when the time comes, right, George? Like, a team might just say, you know what, we're not giving you much of anything because it's free agency period. And or they might just say, you know, if you want, is there a player you want that we're willing to give up and you can have him, but the closer it gets to July 1st, the lower the price is.
Yeah, and that is in keeping with what my source was telling me. Let me say this. I don't know how you operate in this dark underbelly of the NHL insider, but good for you. It's a mess in there.
I like the music again. You know what? The other thing, too, don't forget, guys, is a player can visit with teams in that week before.
Yeah.
So,
but he knows. From what I understand, I understand is, listen, this is Steve Stamkos' hometown. I have heard this not just from my source, but I've also heard it from other people that this is where he wants to be. Mm-hmm. I have heard that the money is a factor, obviously. He wants to be, you know, the currency of the realm for a lot of these guys isn't the actual dollars. It's where does it put me in and amongst my peers and colleagues, right?
Well, I think that's also, you know, part of the agent thing, too. You want to be the agency that says we've got the highest paid player in the NHL or one of the highest paid players in the NHL. So there's a bit of that too, and I'm sure it's all part of the package.
So if that's the case, and this is what I've been told, and obviously you've done enough sniffing around that you understand all the moving parts, you know, and I'll even go as far as to say this, that in my conversation that he not just wants to come here, but this is where he is going to be. And, mm-hmm. and so, I'm saying that, and I'm also going to say, hey, listen, lots of stranger things have happened. But all the pieces seem to make sense. His desire is to be here. You know, the dollars make sense. What we're watching the Toronto Maple Leafs do now makes sense.
Yep.
I just don't see any other solution. And I don't know if you do either.
You know, the only thing is that there's time, and you never know what can occur. Now, Dean, if you're right, and Steven Stamkos wants to be a Toronto Maple Leaf, he's going to be a Toronto Maple Leaf. You know, he holds almost all the cards here. I mean, the variables are, you know, how much Toronto's willing to pay him, and does Tampa trade him there so he gets the eighth year? Those are really the two variables if this is what Steven Stamkos wants. He could end up in Tampa until then. He could end up somewhere else in the short term if he and Tampa agree to it and there's another team that's willing to make that trade. But if at the end of the day Steven Stamkos wants to be a Toronto Maple Leaf, then he will end up here. It's that simple. But you just have to sort of wait to play it out in the interim, because there's no guarantee it's going to end up in any certain way. There's a couple of different ways it can happen, and we just have to see what it does. I think that's been, honestly, guys, that's been the big variable, is that there's a lot of people guessing what Stamkos' desire is. Does he want to come to the Maple Leafs? Does he not want to come to the Maple Leafs? Is he willing to go be traded at the deadline? Is he not willing to be traded at the deadline? How much money does he want to play for? We've all kind of guessed at that because he hasn't come out one way or the other and said anything. So that's what we're kind of lacking here, is what he really wants. But again, if he wants to be a Toronto Maple Leaf long term, then he can make it happen. And we just have to wait to see how it unfolds.
Elliot, are we at the point now where it doesn't even make sense for him to re-up in Tampa Bay if his agent's Don Meehan in Newport saying, why even sign now? Just wait to test the waters on July 1. We've waited this long. You expected, I think, to get a contract during the summer. You didn't get it. Why wouldn't he test free agency now?
George, I think the reason that he could sign, purely speculative art, is that maybe he has more value as a trade chip if he's got a signed contract. You know, one of the theories that has kind of been out there is that he would sign a contract with the Lightning and then work out the trade, because if you can deliver a certainty of Steven Stamkos being signed, there's the possibility you could get more back in a deal. You know, teams are always willing.
But who's going to do that? Like, what other team was going to – listen, if you can sign him – let's say you sign him as a free agent for 7 years, you don't have to give anything up for him, why would you?
I'm just saying that you have the certainty of getting the player.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one thing that I do believe is that if, for example, he was to go that route, where, okay, he says, okay, I sign with Tampa, and then we trade you, I still think that Stamkos would have control over his destination. He's not signing without assurances he can't be traded unless he wants to be.
To where he wants to be traded, too.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, you could do that, and Tampa could say to someone, okay, you're getting a signed player. You don't have to lose in free agency or worry about losing in free agency, so maybe the price is more. Now, I think that's the least likely way of going. But, George, if you're asking me why he would consider signing, maybe that guarantees him the eighth year and still gives him control over where he ends up going. And, again, you know, teams and players, they work like this all the time. You know, a year ago, Fanouf kind of let it slip the other night when we were talking. You know, he was working with the Maple Leafs to find himself a trade. What did he almost went to Detroit and they talked with L.A.? So it's not like it's impossible. Teams and players can work together and get things done if they want to. That's the only reason that Stamkos would consider it now.
Last couple questions. One, is it a distinct possibility? You know, we've talked about the sign and trade after the end of the season before July 1 when free agency starts. Is it a possibility that Toronto might be able to work something out with Tampa Bay in season?
It's possible. You know, we've always kind of assumed that Tampa Bay would not do this during the year because they have a chance to win the Stanley Cup and they would want to do it with Yzerman and then deal or with Stamkos and then want to do it at the end. Stamkos' comments yesterday threw all of that into question, but I've always assumed that he would be a Lightning for the rest of the season as long as the team was in contention to win, and they are there right now.
Elliot, that scenario where you talked about that and the least likely scenario that he would sign and then get traded to another team, do the Leafs have enough pieces to make that deal? And is that even smart in this rebuild? Because who would be included in that deal? The first-round pick this year? A Morgan Rielly?
You're not trading your first-round pick this year. You're not doing that.
Morgan Rielly?
No, you're not doing that either. No, you're not doing that.
But then do they have enough pieces to do that deal?
You're not bringing Stamkos here at the expense of taking your top young assets off your roster. You know, it's still a trade that's kind of, I don't know if lopsided is the right word, but it's still a trade that's in your favor.
Yeah.
You know, George, last year one of the rumors about Stamkos was that, you know, they considered trading him to Buffalo for the number two overall pick, and Buffalo wouldn't do that. And, you know, Tim Murray, you know, I'm sure he's heard all of these conspiracy theories, and he's like, no way. You know, that's not true. That's not what we're talking about. And Steve Yzerman would deny that, too. But I can see, you know, if that was the truth that offer was made, the Sabres would say, look, you know, we can't trade Steven Stamkos for Jack Eichel. It just doesn't make sense for us at this point in our existence. And if you're the Toronto Maple Leafs and Tampa comes at you with a signed Steven Stamkos and they say, we'll do it for your number or your first round pick, I don't think you're doing that. I think if this is where Steven Stamkos wants to come, you sit there and you wait for it to happen in free agency. You're not doing it for your number one overall pick. It doesn't make any sense for the development of your franchise.
And this is really kind of what I wanted to ask you. You know the parts, you know the people, you understand what's going on. You've had these conversations. You know, you've broken parts of this, obviously. But what is your feeling? What is your feeling from what you're hearing? As far as you know, what's the most likely scenario when it comes to Steven Stamkos and the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Well, I always figured Steven Stamkos, and I still do believe this, his first choice is to play in Tampa Bay, but it's very clear that there's something wrong there between team and player. You know, if it was so easy, it would be done already, right? And it's very clear that the two sides are wary of each other, that Tampa doesn't see Steven Stamkos as an $11 to $12 million a year player. You're not offering a guy 8.5 if you think he's worth 11 and or 12. And it's clear that Stamkos looks at the organization and says, it doesn't believe in me that way. And so all of a sudden you've got kind of this stalemate here, and you're kind of wondering how it's going to end. You know, the one thing I've always avoided guessing, Dean, is what Stamkos wants, because he has not said it himself, at least not publicly, and there's been a lot of guessing. So until he comes out and says this is where he wants to be, I'm not going to guess that that's the case. But every day that goes by, I seriously think it comes closer to happening. I just think at the end of the day, there are some guys, and I remember Mike Camilleri told this to me once, they kind of look at it like, I don't want to play where I'm going to live in the off season. I want my winter life and my summer life. And Mike Camilleri was a guy who did not want those things to collide. Is Steven Stamkos to feel that way or not? And you've got a good source here, and there's no question about that. And your source, he or she, thinks that he doesn't care about that. I can't say 100% that that's true, but if it is, then the scenario you're painting, it's going to happen. It's that simple.
Well, I think there's 96 million reasons as to why you can collide your summer and your winter home.
Yeah, you know, for some people, that's a very powerful motivation. I know for 96 million, I would be happy to live in the winter where I do in the summer.
Elliot, hey, listen, I really appreciate your time. You took a lot of time to explain this stuff to us and to suss it out and to make sense of it. And as always, trust your judgment, and really appreciate you taking time to do this. Have a great weekend.
No problem, Dean. And if this does happen,
yep,
I would post this audio on your Twitter site and say, here's my bio, listen to this.
No, you know what? As my dad used to say all the time when I'd come home with a passing mark, hey, even a blind squirrel gets a nut from time to time.
That's a big nut, though.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Bye, Dean.